Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned into 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens, families, and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and joining me at the table here in the studio is Akalana Thomas. She is a student at Sale for a while. She's a graduating senior, and she's interested in art and photography and music.
Hi, y'all.
And we have Madeline Christian. She's a sophomore at Sale, and her interests include politics, psychology, and history.
How's it going?
Glad to have both of you. We are going to talk about sleep. And my first question to you, particularly you, Akalana, is because you were one of the group in the group that raised the issue that we needed to talk about sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know exactly why. What is it about sleep that made you say, hey, we need to talk about sleep? Let's explore this particular topic.
So the main reason is because me and a lot of other kids I know don't get enough sleep, and it affects our daily lives. It affects our grades. It affects our productivity level. It affects a lot of stuff. It affects your memory as well. So sleep's important, and there isn't much education on mm-hmm. how important it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was the impetus for you to participate today, Madeline?
Well, I actually thought it was a different subject,
oh.
but that's all right. I do notice a lot of kids around Sale not getting enough sleep, falling asleep in classrooms, and I usually get enough sleep, but still I can, I guess, slack off on my sleep schedule, and mm-hmm. when I don't get enough, it's just horrible.
Oh, and good, and we're going to talk about some of those things. When you think about your peers, your cohorts, whomever, do you feel this is a common problem? Because I know you all are at Sale, but do you have friends who are at other schools? I know you interact with other folks your age. What do you find? Do you find that they are complaining about sleep or saying that they're tired or they're not getting enough sleep? Is that a common complaint? Folks can't see you. You're shaking your head.
Definitely but common. I've had other kids complaining about they've only got 3 hours of sleep, only got 4 hours of sleep. I myself got 2 hours of sleep last night. I'm tired, and everyone's tired, especially around testing time because everyone's trying to cram and study. And also we have generally a student has about 7 classes, so they have to take 7 classes worth of homework, take it home, and do it all. So, a lot of kids, some kids can do it in a timely manner, mm-hmm. but nowadays they don't really teach kids how to study or how to, get stuff done. Okay. And they just have to figure it out.
And that takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you nodding your head, Madeline.
I mean, I don't see too much of it outside my school because I'm not, I'm at my school the most. Mm-hmm. But I feel everyone in general is just getting less sleep nowadays just because of work and school and homework and the internet, too, probably relates to it as well.
Do you feel you get enough sleep?
Yeah, I'd say most days I get enough sleep.
Okay. Now, do I even need to ask you?
No.
Why are you not getting enough sleep? What is it that is impairing your sleep?
Education. To be honest.
In what way?
For example, I had to cram for a Spanish class. I was taking it online, and I needed to finish by a certain date. And I finished segment one, not segment two. I've missed the deadline. But it was pretty much I had to do a full segment within about 4 days. So sleep was not something I could just do. It would be, in the way.
Okay. And how much time did you spend on a segment? How much time did those 4 days, how much time was spent on getting the that finished?
Most complete? Of it, and I didn't get it finished. So.
Oh, you didn't get
no,
it?
No, I have 1.5 credits for a language, which sucks, because like I was trying to finish because at TCC, well, at a university level, to attend a university, you need 2 years of Spanish, or you need 2 years of consecutive language. So since I didn't finish it now I still have to take it again, like at a collegiate level.
Oh, so you have to take it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. You don't have an option of going in the summer?
No, because I've graduated, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck.
Okay, but again, what's impairing? Because really now, well, what I hear you saying, let me just say this. You said that education was what created the problem, Mario. But if you had managed your time, well, that's what I hear. Now, you've got to correct me. But you said you got one and then you got crammed. You had to cram for the second one. It seems like if you had managed your time over the semester or whatever the time period was, that you could have had both of them finished. I mean, you educate me. Tell me what was going on.
So for most of the year, I was taking 10 classes. And at some point at the same time, I was in 2 musicals. So that was a bad idea.
Why were you taking 10 classes?
So one of them I needed to graduate, which I got that finished.
Okay.
And the others I needed for like a scholarship or something. Cause like I had to have been taking a class that related to the scholarship. And now that's all for naught because I needed
it didn't matter.
Yeah, I needed the 2 Spanish credits. So, fun.
Wow. I don't know how to address that. I mean, I still think that it seems like it's poor time management, and maybe if you had been advised or you were up on top of what was required before the 11th hour, mm-hmm. that would have given you opportune time to complete the necessary prerequisites or requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like there was a breakdown somewhere between you getting the information and getting it in a timely manner. I don't know. That's what I'm hearing from the outside. Okay. What about you, Madeline?
I'd say school, education, just in general, mm-hmm. like family is a lot, because usually sometimes I'll have like a bunch of homework because, you know, from all my classes I have a bunch of homework, and usually what I slack on is papers because mm-hmm. it takes me a while to really get in the mood to do it mm-hmm. and just come up, you know.
You kind of procrastinate.
Yeah, a little. And, you know.
That's okay. I mean,
yeah. And it's the end of year right now, so I haven't been getting that much sleep. So when tests are heavy and there's a lot of homework, I get stressed. And when I'm stressed, I stay up at night. Right now, I'm trying to do dual enrollment, and then I just figured out I can't do it this summer because of all this, and it just stresses me out, and I sometimes can't go to sleep when I want to, or I just don't get a good sleep.
Okay. All right. How does sleep, and you touched on this in the opening, how does sleep affect your daily functioning?
I can't remember stuff as easily. That's a problem.
So, and you recognize you can't remember.
Yeah.
Like, at what, 18 years of mm-hmm. age, you're having memory issues?
Yeah. Like, I used to carry around a notepad so I could just whip it out and just write stuff down, but I forgot to carry around the notepad, so it's kind of redundant.
Okay. So you're finding that your memory is really mm-hmm. impacted. Okay. And you're nodding your head. Folks can't see you, but you are nodding your head. So does that same thing apply to you?
Kind of. I just get tired and I don't really focus. I want to put my head down. And what's mainly impacted is my mood, and my mood to actually want to be at school. And people will say stuff if I don't get enough sleep. They'll just kind of notice because I'm very angry when I mm-hmm. don't get enough mm-hmm. sleep. So mm-hmm. usually my mood and my, I guess, you know, focus and just, yeah.
Okay, well, Akalana, share with us so we have a better picture of your typical day routine?
Ooh.
I mean, you know, you don't have to give us every detail, but I mean, from the moment you get up to what time do you go to bed, that gives us an idea.
So when I had homework, which is not so much anymore, but when I had homework, I'd get up at around, depending on if I can get up, 5.
What do you mean, if you can get up?
Because sometimes I'll have to go to sleep. I'll end up going to sleep like 2 hours, 3 hours before when I'm supposed to get up. So I usually try and get up at 5 in case I don't get up by 6:30 so I could catch the bus at 6:52. So I get up, I go to school, do school stuff. Hopefully I won't fall asleep in class, which is a general thing.
So you generally you fall asleep in class.
Yeah. There was one year, I think it was my sophomore year, I fell asleep in every class every day. And I got A's and B's, and it, like, made my science teacher so mad. Because it's like, how are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
But back to the schedule. I'll get up, go to school, I'll come home, maybe fall asleep on the bus. And then I'll do my homework as long as I can until I fall asleep. So
you're doing homework? I'm still a little confused. You're doing homework. What time do you get home from school?
About 4:30, 4. It depends.
Okay, so let's say 5 o'clock. You're doing homework from 5 o'clock till when?
Well, I'll stop for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, that's important, too.
Eating is important.
So maybe like 5 to 9-ish. And then, like, 10 to, like, I fall asleep.
Which is when?
About, like, 3-ish, maybe.
And you're doing homework all that time?
Yeah. I don't have a social life outside of school, so. And now I have a job, so I can't do that anymore.
So now you add a job on top of all this.
Yeah.
Of course, school will be out.
Yeah, so I'll graduation. Have time to sleep and stuff. It'll be great.
Yeah, by the time this airs, you will have graduated.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is still the sleep, and that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really is a big concern for educators and administrators because we're finding that students, particularly adolescents, don't get enough sleep. You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and other folks. This hour, we're talking about sleep. We are going to take a break, but we will continue this conversation shortly. On the average, sleep takes up about one-third of our lives. Sleep impacts everything from a person's ability to pay attention in class, to their mood, to their interest level. This hour, we are talking about sleep. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield, and I have two students from Sale High School who are sharing their experiences and their routine. Again, I welcome Madeline Christian and Akalana Thomas. Madeline, I didn't hear your typical routine. Will you share your routine with us?
Yeah, I usually around 6:30 I'll get up. I'll go to school, get there before 8. I have 7 classes. I get home around 4:30. I get home like right after Akalana. Homework, dinner, go to bed around 10.
Okay.
And I do a lot of my homework in my periods that I have free time in before I go home, if I can.
And then you aren't taking 10 classes. You said you were taking 10 classes?
Not anymore, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm
taking 7 classes, so not nearly as much stress or homework.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's basically my daily.
How much sleep do you actually get per night?
8.5 hours.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And I guess I don't need to ask you. 2 hours? 3 hours?
2 to 5.
Well, you know what they say. You know how much sleep you really need?
Several more.
Oh, a lot more. Yes. It's recommended that adolescents get at least about 9 hours of sleep.
Gross.
Okay. No. That's what's recommended. So that just lets you know, because insufficient sleep in adolescents, and you both have touched on this, has serious emotional, behavioral, and cognitive consequences. Cognitive and psychomotor skills are closely related to sleep. Okay? So, what seems to influence your sleep? Do you have problems going to sleep? Share with us.
It depends.
Okay, well, like, tell us.
On the times, like during the summer, sometimes I'll be able to go to sleep, but I won't stay asleep long.
Like, why? What happens?
I don't know. I'll just wake up.
Okay, so you have no problem initially going to sleep, but then you wake up. And when you wake up, do you wake up momentarily and can you go back to sleep? Or when you wake up, are you awake and unable to go back to sleep?
During the summers, I can go back to sleep. But what happens is I'll sleep too long because I'll wake up like 4 times. And each time after I wake up, I'll sleep like 4 hours, which will end up being like 12 to 16 hours of straight sleep, which is also not healthy for you. So, fun.
And what's your kind of sleep routine?
I usually have trouble falling asleep, you know, because okay. I'm not going to say why, but, you know, I just constantly get up, need to go do something. And usually if I wake up in the middle of the night, I can go back to sleep really easily.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Yeah, that's really it. I don't have any real trouble getting up or falling back asleep. It's mainly getting to sleep.
It's getting to sleep that you have problems. But you still sleep a good amount of time,
yeah.
8.5, 9 hours. And what we find is that sleep is influenced by gender, it's influenced by age, it's influenced by weight, psychological state, hormones, brain hormones, melatonin, which is produced. One of the things about melatonin is it's produced later at night for adolescents than kids or adults. And that makes it difficult to fall asleep early for teens. Another thing that may influence your ability to sleep is exercise. Are you looking at TV before you go to sleep, or the net? Are you, you know, using your phone? So there are a number of things that do. Do any of those apply to you?
Huh, definitely.
Oh, what are they?
Probably looking at my phone, because when I go to bed, I like, because looking at my phone helps me go from up there to down here in mental activity. Because I like to read.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't sit there for hours on my phone. Like, my brother does, and that definitely messes with his sleep schedule. But, like, I'm semi-aware of it, so I try and keep it on the low, you know?
How about reading a book? I mean, if you like to read, how about just reading a book as opposed to
looking?
Books are
expensive.
There are things like libraries that they don't cost any money. Okay.
But then you have to get them back on time, which is also expensive if you don't get them back at all.
You know, you gotta be responsible in some ways. I mean, that's not going to work. You're getting ready to graduate. You're going to find that that's going to backfire. I mean, really, you're not going to have excuses like that.
But excuses is all I have.
Well, that means that they aren't worth anything.
I know.
So you might need to change up your behavior, because it really is significant. What about diet? That's another component. Diet influences your sleep. For example, we'll talk about this. Diet high in caffeine or in energy drinks, okay? I don't know if you do that or not, but let's look at diet. Uh-oh. It might be good. We aren't on television.
Well,
you're giving me the eye. Like,
it's not good, but like, it's better. Like, last year, I used to take a big old canister with me to school full of coffee, and I'd have about three this much bowls, like a, I think it's a tall at Starbucks worth of coffee, and then I'd still fall asleep in class. So I stopped, and then it didn't get better, so I'm just like, what's the truth? But recently, I haven't had, I don't drink coffee like that anymore, only when I know I need to stay awake. Like recently, I had the SAT, and I tend to fall asleep during long tests. So I was like, let me drink some coffee like 30 minutes before, so I'll be able to stay awake the full 5 hours. But recently, whenever I drink any coffee or any caffeine, it keeps me up a lot longer than it should. Like, I won't get tired for like a full 24 hours after. And it's not good. I ended up going 32 hours without sleep because...
What?
Yeah, because I had the coffee in the morning, and then I didn't get tired till the next morning, and then I couldn't go to sleep till after school. So, yeah.
What about you? What is your diet? What is your diet? I mean, do you drink a lot of sodas? Do you drink a lot of caffeine? Do you have a lot of energy drinks?
We don't have sodas at my house. Mm-hmm. With coffee, I will drink a little bit. I mean, my diet could be better. It's just, you know, I should exercise more, but just when I want to.
Well, you don't want to exercise right before you go to sleep. Yeah. That's not good. Yeah.
What?
No.
People have been telling me the opposite, to go to sleep. Great, thanks.
No. One thing that you need to be aware of is that the biological sleep patterns tend to shift to later times for both sleeping and waking during adolescence. By that, I mean it's natural for adolescents to have a difficult time falling to sleep before 11 p.m. So it's natural. That's totally, you know, acceptable. But you do need about 8 to 10 hours, adolescents. You hear that? 8 to 10 hours to function best. And most teens do not get enough sleep. Okay? Exercising is not recommended before you go to sleep, okay?
But my push-ups, I thought I was doing well.
Exercise in the morning.
Oof. What about, like, yoga stretches or...
That might be a bit different.
Just running to catch the bus as it leaves you behind count.
Oh, my goodness, no. Okay. This is distressing to hear this from you all. I mean, it really is. To hear that you... Are your parents aware of this?
Yeah, my dad is like, go to bed every time he sees me at 2 a.m. And then I'm like, but you're also up. What kind of...
Well, he's an adult. So that doesn't count.
I know as an adult, they need the same amount of sleep as us. Like, it's a myth that an adult...
They do not need the same amount.
They don't need 4 or 5 hours.
No,
they need more than
4 or 5 hours. But as an adolescent, you need more sleep than they do. Okay. That's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're like, except for my mom. My mom's like, I'm going to sleep. Good night. So it's literally everyone else who is terrible.
Goodness. Well, and I think you all have touched on this, but let's look at them more in detail. The consequences of not getting enough sleep. First, you said, you know, you are unable to concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that say to you? How is that going to impact your life? If you're unable to concentrate, I want to hear from you, and then I'll give you some suggestions.
Oh, that sounds fun. this has always been a problem, but it's a worse problem now. Mm-hmm. If someone's talking to me and, like, I get distracted for a moment.
So you're easily distracted.
Yeah,
I'm
really easily distracted. If you're saying something to me, if we're having a conversation and I blank out for just a moment, I'm like a loading bar. If I lose any progress, I lose all the progress. Like, all of it's gone. And I'll be like, what were we talking about? Can we start over?
I know you've done that with me here before.
Yep. it be like that, like, real bad.
How much do you work?
I actually don't work much. Like, you're talking about my job, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I don't
job.
Work. I just got the job. I'm not even 90 days in.
Okay.
And I just recently went from 3 shifts to 1 shift, which is fun because I'm on minimum wage. But, you know, that's Tallahassee for you. But I definitely will fall asleep after work, though. I recently noticed that the hard way because I had homework. And
you fell asleep and didn't get a good night.
Yeah.
When you don't get enough sleep, Madeline, and you do get a pretty good amount, so I commend you on that. When you don't get enough sleep, what are the consequences of it? Well, I know you mentioned earlier that your mood.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on that again.
Okay.
When I don't get enough sleep, or when I'm stressed out and then don't get enough sleep, I can be really, like, rude, just say stuff I wouldn't say or I shouldn't say. I'll forget about stuff, you know, just, again, the mood and losing focus can really affect my grades, especially in topics that I'm not the best in, like math. That doesn't help.
Okay.
And it's not good that's in the middle of the day, right before lunch and right when I'm kind of tired. So it's kind of inconvenient where it is, but that's some of the stuff that can happen.
That's something you can't control. But maybe you can, when you get to a point when you're getting ready to graduate and go on, certain classes you might want to schedule early as opposed to late. Those that you know, what are you getting ready to say?
I only needed half a credit to graduate, but I ended up taking 10 classes anyway. So take your classes over the summer.
Yeah.
If you can, like, you could take classes on Florida Virtual, and if you figure out how to do it in a timely manner, you could have a class done in, like, 4 weeks, something like that. Some classes require you to be in a class for a certain amount of time. But you can get those classes done, like, really fast. So
that's some good advice.
Yeah,
so that you don't get stuck like that.
Yeah.
At the last, you know, the 11th hour,
yeah.
You find that you need X, Y, and Z. And so, consequently, you're taking classes online and you're taking classes in the brick and mortar. And, you know, there's no room to do anything else. Some of the consequences of not getting enough sleep, I think I need to share them with you. And you have touched on some of them. Your ability to learn is impacted. Your ability to listen or concentrate and solve problems, okay? You can even forget important information like names and numbers and your homework and the date you're supposed to meet someone. That's a consequence. Another thing that's very interesting that you're not getting enough sleep may contribute to acne and other skin problems. I don't know if you all have noted that, but that is behavior-wise, you may be very inappropriate. You may have some aggressiveness, yelling at friends, being impatient with your teachers or family members, okay? It may also impact your eating, okay? You may eat a lot of unhealthy foods like sweets and fried foods, and these things lead to weight gain, but it sort of gives you a little burst of energy where you find. So that's something to be aware of, okay? And it can, what was that?
A yawn.
A big yawn,
yep.
Too. And it can also contribute to illnesses. How do either one of you drive?
I don't drive because of my sleeping habits.
Really?
Yeah.
I asked you how it impacted your life. You didn't
share
that.
Yeah, I forgot to bring it up. Also, I forgot to bring up, like, something else earlier, but I can't remember what that was. So, but there are moments, like, where I don't just fall asleep. I'll actually, like, blackout, like, in class or while I'm doing something, or I'll fall into sleep paralysis, which is really not fun. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be at the wheel and that happens. So if I want to get somewhere, I'll take like the bus or I'll ask someone for a ride, because one, it's healthier for the environment, so that's great, but also it keeps other people around me safer.
Yes, so I don't, think so.
Yeah, run a car into someone because I fell asleep at the wheel.
You don't feel a need to pursue this? You understand? You're telling me, and it's a little disturbing because you're telling me the impact that lack of sleep has on you. And in it, Akalana, it's really having a serious impact. I mean, you're talking about not being able to sleep, not being able to think, you know, falling asleep, sleep paralysis, all of these issues. You don't think you need to address this?
I know I need to address it, but recently I haven't had time to address it. Just full circle back to education.
Part of this, I have to throw it in there, is on you.
It is on me, which...
That you have created this. I mean, yes, education is important, but if you had done what you needed to do and didn't get to the last point where you had all of this, you wouldn't be in this at this point. I mean, you at some point, you have to assume responsibility. And if you want to be successful in the future, you're going to have to make some changes because you cannot continue to function like this. You're going to crash. You're tuned into 411 Teen. This is the program where you get the 411 on teen perspectives of life issues and events. We are talking about sleep patterns. We're going to take a break, but we'll return shortly.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. This hour we are talking about teens and sleep. Join me again. I'm welcoming Akalana Thomas. She's a graduating senior at Sale High School. And we have Madeline Christian, who is a sophomore, so I'll have her more. I have her for a couple more years. How are we going to solve these sleep problems? What are we going to do about? I'm glad that you don't drive.
Yeah.
So that's something that's good, okay? One of the major problems, adolescent development is accompanied by profound changes in timing and the amount of sleep and wakefulness. We talked about that. One of the issues surrounding adolescent sleep has been school time, school start times. Some school systems have adjusted their initial morning start times. Now, what time do you have to be at school?
7:55.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's better.
They actually, it used to be 8, but they lowered it.
They added 15 minutes to the school day because of all the storms.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's an issue because I think I had been sharing with you. I just received an email from a Dr. Crabtree, who is into sleep. I know, I couldn't forget her name. Who's into sleep. And she, in fact, I'm going to have her on the program. Mm-hmm. She's going to talk about adolescent sleep because sleep problems are very significant with adolescents. Okay. You might need to get a sleep evaluation. I think it's recommended.
Yeah, but I hear those are expensive. People tell me to do a sleep study and do a sleep this and do a sleep that, but medicinal stuff is expensive, so.
Do you have insurance?
I do believe I do, but okay. I don't have $20, so.
You're working.
Yeah, but...
Considering how significant sleep is, I would think that you could spend, if it's important to you, because you are going to crash.
Okay. Haven't crashed yet.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to look forward to that, but that's what's going to happen. You cannot continue that like that. You can't continue getting 2 and 3 hours of sleep and work. It won't work. Now, that's the reality of it, okay? So you're going to need to do something. There's some you need to make. We need to look at solutions, okay?
And, thanks, Madeline.
Yes. But one is to make sleep a priority. You seem to have all these other priorities, but now you'll be graduating.
Yeah,
I said by the time this airs, you will have graduated. And you need to make sleep a priority. You need to decide, hey, just like other priorities I have established, I'm going to make sleep a priority. What about naps? Do you take naps? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Sometimes.
Okay. Do you find that they help?
I just feel more tired sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I can't.
What about you?
For that reason, I take naps turn into 8 hour sleeps, so I can't take naps.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I blink for a really long time, so it's fine.
How do you wake up in the morning? Do you have an alarm?
Alarms don't work. I'll sleep through them. Like, I've realized that if I don't have, like, a light on, I'll stay asleep for some reason. Like, if the lights are off, it'll keep me asleep.
That's good. That's what you want.
It's not good if I have to get to school. And because if I go a certain amount of times being tardy or being absent, I'll, like, I don't think I could graduate. Well, there's one I can't exempt some of my exams. And, like, if you're tardy or late or whatever a certain amount of times, I don't think I could reach that just by not showing up at the level I show up. But you can, like, fail by just not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying not to be in that area.
But all that's going to be behind you. You're going to be in a different place.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't mean just physically a different place. I mean just another, you know, environment that's going to require, you're not going to have to be at school from 7:30, 7:55, whatever, until 3-something, whatever. You know, you get my point. So some of that is going to change. And again, this is something that you need to take very seriously.
I do take it seriously. I just don't act like it. It's harder to deal with stuff.
It must be a concern because you are one of the reasons we're looking at this today.
Yeah.
And how do you feel, Madeline?
About
sleep. I mean, is it yours is not a concern.
Not too much. I mean, I'm concerned why I don't get enough for a certain period of time. But overall, I think I'm fine with my sleep schedule right now.
How about your grades? Are both of you doing well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not impacting your grades. Well, that's good. That's positive because often sleep will, the lack of it, will impact your grades. Too bad. Again, people can't see these faces that you are.
Should make a TV show.
All right.
Something.
Well, to make improvements, let's look at what you actually do when you go to sleep. Do you tend to go, and I'm talking to you, Madeline, then I'll get back to you, but it's the same is going to apply. Do you find that you typically go to sleep at basically the same time?
Yes.
That's positive. That's great. And you typically get up around the same time.
Yeah.
Because establishing a bed and wake up routine and sticking to it as close as you can, even on the weekends, is recommended and is positive. Now, I almost know I don't need to even ask you this question, but I think asking you will make it you look at your routine again, because it's really very serious.
Like, I'm aware of how bad it is, and I'm, like, gearing up for the summer so I could just flip everything and, like, clear everything out that I don't need so I could focus on the things that I do need and I could plan out my days so I could get on a schedule. But, like, every time I try and do that, I think I fall asleep and then I sleep for 12 hours and it doesn't work out. And, like, because, like, when I sleep for 12 hours, then things go off and then I can't get it back together and then just falls apart. And then I'll try again, then the same thing will happen. So I don't know how to fix that. So
you're saying you'll you'll establish a routine?
Yeah.
And now what stops you from doing this routine?
Either I'll sleep too much or I'll sleep too little.
Well, the sleeping too much, are there ways that something that will wake you up? Can you establish a routine of waking up, something, alarm or several alarms? Yes, you have a suggestion.
Maybe you're doing your classes, you could plan them again in the afternoon, so maybe you could have alarm wake you up around 8 or 9 when the sun's already up, so, you know, it's light in your room, so
sleep in the basement. During the day, at noon, if I turn off the light, it's, pitch black.
Oh, okay.
You sleep.
Yeah.
You want it to be dark. I mean, what they're also finding is, you know, sometimes you may have your cell phone or your computer or the box for cable, and all of these have little lights on them, and that those may be very disruptive for your sleep. So the fact that you're in the basement or whatever and it's dark is very positive for you. Why are you looking like that?
I don't like the dark. I don't like it at all. I used to be really scared of the dark.
Are you still afraid of the dark?
Not as much, because I know what's in the dark, but...
Well, you need to learn to change that.
Oh, fun.
Maybe you sleep with a full light on?
Yeah, I'll fall asleep with the full light on. I mean to turn it off. I swear, I totally mean to turn it off, but...
But what happens?
I don't.
Is that to help you get up, or is it actually just accidental?
It's 50-50.
Okay.
It's hit or miss. Mm-hmm. I guess they never miss, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is distressing talking to you, you know?
I love to distress.
Obviously. okay. Where do we go from here? What about your mood? How is your mood impacted? Because Madeline has already said that her mood is seriously impacted. Yeah. What about yours?
So, usually, because I've gotten used to being so tired all the time, I'll be all the way at 100. Unless, and things don't usually, make me mad, so I don't usually get moody. So I'll always just be this weird sort of happy. So... Especially if I have coffee, which I don't usually that anymore, but...
That gets right back to the problem. That gets back to the problem that we're talking about. Because coffee, you already said you would take 12 ounces, 12-ounce glasses of coffee...
That was a long time ago.
Okay, to keep awake. So if you know you're having problems with caffeine, then that's not the way to go. You know that coffee is not going to work for you. Do you drink coffee?
A tiny bit.
So coffee's not a part of your diet.
I think it makes me more tired. I don't know. Maybe it's just what I think. Maybe it's kind of a placebo. I get tired, so when I drink it, I'm tired. Then
okay.
I don't know. Mm. It doesn't do too much for me.
It depends on the strength of the coffee. Because recently it was 2 years ago, which is definitely not recently.
Mm-hmm.
I used to drink tea to try and stay up, caffeinated tea. Turns out all the tea was decaf. So now
so
when I drink
that
tea,
work?
It still will either knock me out or keep me up, depending on where I am in my mental headspace. So
okay.
That's
fun. Mm-hmm. So you are indeed, it is a placebo. It's all up here. Mm-hmm. So you recognize that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We need to look at ways, in these last few minutes, we need to look at ways that we can improve our sleep. What do you think that you can do right now that is doable, that you can change in your routine for your sleep?
Okay. So, because I've been trying to do better, a lot. What people who have my issue need to do is clean everything. Go through everything you have.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of what you don't need. Because clearing your space makes it
a lot. When you say clean everything, what are you referring to?
If you have a desk, organize it, because it makes it easier to deal with everyday life if you have an organized space, so you don't have to waste time, you don't have to do all the stuff, so you can go to bed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's one thing.
That's one thing.
You have suggestions. that might improve, maybe you don't need, that might improve her sleep?
Yeah, tell me what to do.
Oh, okay. You know, maybe set a time to go to sleep and a time to wake up. I mean, that just personally helps me, because if I get off that, then it really messes mine up. I mean, I know we're different because you're somehow functioning at 2 hours, which I don't understand. So I at least try practice. That. I don't know.
Well, we know that, you know, sleep is going to impact just your functioning overall and just about everything that you do. These last few minutes, what about the diet? What about your diet? We didn't talk about your eating habits, Akalana, and you have the sleep issues.
So I eat when I'm hungry, generally, and I eat the school food, so that's at least 2 meals a day.
Okay.
If I'm not late to school, so that's at least 1 meal a day.
And what do you eat?
Whatever they serve at school, which is usually maybe a chicken sandwich. Depending on the day, either like potato bits or french fries and juice, because they serve milk, but I'm lactose intolerant.
So
I get like this much.
Well, you know, really, the majority of folks are lactose intolerant. They don't realize it.
Oh.
Okay. But, you know, you may have side effects. You may have gas. You may have a little nausea. You may have, you know, bloating. All of that can come from lactose intolerance. I was reading an article on lactose intolerance, and they noted that probably about, I think it was 75% of the population is really lactose intolerant.
That makes a lot of sense, to be honest.
You look surprised.
Yeah, I am. I don't know.
Well, you might be in that 25%.
Maybe.
That is not lactose.
Look at you.
I'm totally tolerant of lactose.
Do I get an award?
Here's some ice cream.
Thank you.
In these last few minutes, let's look at what is most conducive for you to sleep well. And when I say you, I'm talking about both of you. What are the kind of conditions that you find will aid you in sleeping?
Not being overheated. Like having a fan.
That's a good point. Temperature. Okay.
I read a study once that sleeping in a lower temperatured room with like a blanket or something is better for sleep than trying to get the perfect temperature without covers.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Cold temperatures are definitely the way
to go. So what do you do?
Pass out? I mean.
What's the temperature?
Like, I'm not allowed to touch this thermostat, so it's usually at like 73, but it's different because it's in the basement, and it has a whole different thermostat system, but we don't have an air conditioner down there, so I never know what the temperature is.
Go ahead.
No, sorry, is it underground or is it kind of like garage? Like, because I've seen
it's on a hill, so it's like. This part is above ground, and it's just this part that isn't.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is super fun when, like, bugs decide to show up. I've had centipedes and lizards, and there was a snake twice. So, yeah.
How did you deal with that?
With tears in my eyes. Just can't, man. I haven't had any frogs yet, so that makes me happy.
How did you recognize? I mean,
so centipedes and millipedes have different bodies.
I don't know about the snake.
Oh, okay.
Hurry up! We only got a few seconds.
So, the first time it tried to come in through the window, which is like when you open my window, it's to a drainage pipe instead of the outside world.
Okay.
So snakes will like get in there and look at stuck. So the first time, it almost came in the window, but my dad caught it in time because he was in the room for some reason. I don't know. And he was like, oh, no, there's a snake. And we were like, I started screaming. It was a good time. The second time, it didn't come in because I noticed it before I opened the window. And when we tried to get it out through the top, it just went down the drain pipe.
That's it for this edition of 411 Teen. Thank you for your time and your interest. Tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen.
411 Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Holyfield. Technical assistance was provided by Ken Smith. If you would like to participate in 411 Teen or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 850-645-7200. 411 Teen archives are available as streaming audio and as downloads from WFSU.org. Check us out on Facebook.